There will come a day for each of us when we leave this earth and cross over to the great unknown. As believers, we hold fast to our faith. It's a place we've never been. It's the great mystery. Let's say you knew it was coming. You had one night left on this planet. What would you say to your friends, your family? What would you want them to remember when you were gone? Jesus knew he was about to make that journey. Newly arrived in Jerusalem, he'd gathered with his disciples for one last Passover meal. The atmosphere outside was tense, and inside, the disciples had been arguing with one another, feuding for his favor. Who would be most important? Who would get to sit at his right hand? Instead of declaring who would be in charge of what, Jesus filled a basin with water, draped a simple towel over his arm. He knelt before each one of them, washing their feet and scrubbing their hearts. Outside, the religious leaders were plotting Jesus' death, and inside, he's giving his followers a mandate, a command. Live humbly. Serve sacrificially. And love others the way that I loved you. That last statement is everything. Jesus was about to show the world exactly what it looked like.
So tonight we're starting our series on Easter, and tonight's entire focus is going to be on what that video just talked about, Jesus' last night on earth. And you think about all the things that must have been going through his head and all the things that must have been going through his mind. And we're going to kind of dive into what he was thinking about and what he was considering on that night. First of all, though, do you have a favorite spot that you like to go just to get away, to just sit, be by yourself, think about things, consider things, pray about things? Maybe times when you've got a lot on your mind, life is difficult, you go to this spot and this is your spot. Like, you can get away in this spot. I have had a few of those over the course of my life. In elementary school, I had this spot, and it was up in a big weeping willow tree. I couldn't get super high in the weeping willow tree because it's a weeping willow tree, but I did get about like probably 15 feet off the ground, and I was able to just go up there and just sit, and it was absolutely incredible. I could get a bird's eye view on everything. I could feel the wind hit my skin and hear the wind rustle through the leaves as the weeping willow tree leaves blew back and forth and the branches swayed in the breeze. It was just awesome. Absolutely incredible. And I would climb that tree and I would go and I would just sit and I would just think. As I went into middle school and into high school, the places that I would get away and sit and think were around bonfires. You guys have heard me talk about bonfires a lot. But bonfires were the places, whether it was a bonfire at home or whether it was a bonfire at our youth group retreat. It was a place where I could just sit. And I could think, and I could have conversations with just a few people around me about things that were going on in my life and how I should handle those experiences and what was going to happen next. And when we have those places, we have things that are attached to those places that we remember, like the smoke rising up into the air, into the clear starlit sky, the feel of the warmth from the fire, the smell of the wood being consumed by the flames. As I went into high school and into college, my place to go when I would get away to just kind of think and decompress was driving. Some of you are there, you have your driver's license. And I would get in my car and I would turn on some of my favorite music and I would just drive. And I would just be free going down the road to sit and think and experience life and consider what is coming next. How can I best handle the things that I am currently dealing with in my life? Do you guys have those places? Places where you can just get away and experience life and consider, man, where do I go from here? Jesus had one of those places. For Jesus, he liked to get away and sit and think in a place called the Mount of Olives. We see throughout the four books that describe Jesus' life in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see Jesus often get away to himself and sit and think and pray and consider what's next. Now, when Jesus goes away by himself, the only thing typically that we have about those moments is Jesus went off by himself to pray. And he went off to these places where he could be alone or could be with just a few people, and he could sit and he could pray. And one of those places that he liked to get off and go by himself was this place called the Mount of Olives. And Jesus went here often to go there and be by himself and be alone and pray. And in this Mount of Olives was a place you may have heard of. It's called the Garden of Gethsemane. And this is, of course, the place where we recognize Jesus was betrayed. This is the place where the disciples ran. This is the place where Peter cut off the high priest's servant's ear and Jesus healed the ear. This is the place where all of this happened. But all of this happened in this area because this was an area Jesus came to often to sit and think and pray when there was a lot going on, when he felt overwhelmed, when the crowds were closing in around him and he needed to take a step back and consider what his true mission was. This was the place he went. And I think about the things that Jesus experienced. When we think about the Garden of Gethsemane, we think of these brutal acts and we think of the disciples leaving and the betrayal. But when Jesus considered the Garden of Gethsemane, it was like the way we consider our favorite places. This was a place he went to just be with God. And he would smell the scent of the olive trees and he would feel the bark as he passed by the olive trees. And he would look up into the sky from the Mount of Olives and he would experience this place with very fond memories. Jesus had this place that he went to. And in the book of John, Jesus is about to be arrested and he's about to go to this place. He's about to go to his favorite place because he's got a lot on his mind. And on the night that Jesus was arrested, he shares this meal with his disciples and it has come to be known as the Last Supper. And he washes their feet, which we saw in that video earlier. And he celebrates the Jewish celebration of Passover with his disciples. And he tells the disciples one of them is going to betray him and one of them is going to deny him three times and he's going to be arrested and he's going to die. And he tells them all of this. He obviously has a lot on his mind. This is the final night Jesus will be alive before he goes to the cross and dies for us. He has a ton on his mind. And in the book of John, a prayer of Jesus is recorded. And I won't read the entire prayer, but I want to focus in on a little bit of what this prayer says. On John chapter 17, verse 20, it says this: "I am not praying only for them, but also for those who believe in me because of their word. I pray that they will be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. And I pray that they also will be in us, so that the world will believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, so that they can be one just as we are one. I in them and you are in me, so that they will be made perfectly one. Then the world will know that you sent me and that you have loved them just as you have loved me." This is a moment for Jesus. He knows what's coming and he has a ton on his mind. Have you ever had one of those moments? Have you ever had one of those moments where like life is just coming at you really, really fast and your mind is just completely overwhelmed with everything that is about to happen and you just need to step away? I remember sitting around bonfires with my friends where, man, college was coming up at the end of high school, and I sat around and we just talked, and I just sat and stared at the fire. What's next? I remember sitting up in the weeping willow tree thinking, holy cow, middle school is coming, and I have no idea what to expect. What's next? I remember driving down the road thinking, man, college is going really fast and I'm about to take another step in my life. What's next? Have you guys had those moments where you're like, holy cow, life is coming at me really fast. What is going to happen? And in those moments can be really scary. Those moments can be terrifying. Those moments can be frustrating. Those moments are those moments where we can feel free to express ourselves in ways that we may not express ourselves in the crowds of people. Those moments are really, really beautiful. Because in those moments, when we feel like life is coming at us really fast and we take a step back, we slow down enough to be vulnerable with ourselves and vulnerable with God. And these moments challenge us, not because we say the right words, like they're recording this prayer here in the book of John. These moments challenge and they change us, not because we sit down in a quiet place and we bow our heads and fold our hands and close our eyes and pray. These moments challenge us and change us because it's not so much about the words that we say to God, but it's just about the idea that we are taking a step back and being vulnerable in that moment. My wife and I like to talk often about how we pray for people. And we pray a lot. But if you're around us very much, you'll notice that you may not think we're praying a whole lot. Because for us, our prayers are not so much, I'm going to bow my head and close my eyes and pray right now. Our prayers are as we go about our day, we're thinking about the people in our lives that we know that are struggling. We're thinking about the people in our lives that are going through a transition. We're thinking about the people in our lives that have told us things that have asked us to pray. And those things are constantly going through our minds. You guys, and that's the beauty of these moments where we take a step back and we sit and we think. And a lot of times we think that we're not praying, we're not encountering God in those moments. But in those moments, our thoughts are our prayers. And I think a lot of times when the Bible says Jesus stepped away to pray, he may have gotten down, folded his hands and closed his eyes. But I imagine Jesus going and sitting down, leaning against a tree and just thinking. And this night, Jesus had a lot on his mind. He knows what's coming. He was about to step away and go think. He has a ton going on. But before he steps away, he shares this prayer with his disciples. He shares this prayer to let them know, and I think to let us know exactly what was on his mind. I love this idea that Jesus prays, and he prays for his disciples, and he prays for himself. And at the end of the day, the prayer we just read, Jesus prays for us. And it's this really cool moment because Jesus says, God, I want them to be one and I want them to be in me and just as I am in you, and that the world may see that I came. And Jesus shares this prayer. And I think this is so cool. Think about this for just a moment. Jesus had a ton on his mind. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I have a ton on my mind, it's like, I am completely zoned out. Like, I am focused on my problems and my issues and my things. And it's like, people are like, CJ, Are you listening, CJ? And it's like, I've got so much going on that like, I just can't focus. And I love this idea that Jesus is about to head to the cross. He obviously has a lot going on, but in the midst of this, he shares this prayer because he wants everybody to know, his disciples then and us now, that in the midst of everything that was going to happen, we were on his mind. In the midst of everything that's going to happen over the course of the next few days, the things that we celebrate on Easter, I and you were on his mind. I love that he says this. I'm not praying also for them, which was the 12 guys that was sitting with him, but for those who believe in me because of their word. And it's really easy to take a step back right now and for our human minds to say, all right, CJ, come on. Jesus was praying for the group of people as a whole that would follow him in the future. But here's what I think. And this is just for me, so take it with a grain of salt. But here's what I think. I think in that moment, Jesus did a God thing. And Jesus knew that he was going to have time to get away and step back and pray and be alone and consider all his thoughts and consider all the future. But he wanted to share this right here because he wanted everybody to know that as he went where he's about to go, you were on his mind. You were on his mind. And I think that he did a God thing and he pictured every single person that was, has been, and is going to be. And he pictured you and he pictured the way that you smile. And he pictured you and he pictured your personality. He pictured the things that you're good at and the things that you're talented at. And he pictured you going out and making a difference in the world and using those things. And he pictured you and your future. You were on Jesus' mind that night. That says a lot about how important you are. That says a lot about how incredibly valuable you are. You personally, individually, were on Jesus' mind. And I think Jesus was really, 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 really intentional with this final dinner that he shared with his disciples. A lot happened in the midst of this final dinner. We could spend like 2 months doing sermons on just this final dinner of what happened in Jesus' disciples. A ton happened. One of those things that we brush over so quickly is this final prayer. Guys, we focus on communion. We share that every single week with our church. Jesus broke bread and he blessed the cup and he shared communion. We focus on foot washing. We talk about Jesus washing the disciples' feet all the time and the command to go and love people the way that Jesus loved other people. We talk about Jesus telling Judas, you're going to betray me. We talk about Jesus telling Peter, you're going to deny me. We talk about Jesus sitting down with all 12 of his disciples. We talk about the things that happened after the dinner. We talk about him going off to the Garden of Gethsemane. But we gloss over this last part. The thing that happened right here, just before he goes to his special spot. Just before he goes to his spot where he's like, all right, I'm getting everything out that's on my mind. He prayed for you. And I think he was really intentional about that because he wanted you to know that as he went where he's about to go, you were on his mind. He wanted you to know that you are that valuable. You are that important. That as he is about to go where he is about to go, he thought about you. How incredible is that? Guys, a lot of times in our lives, we can get down on ourselves. A lot of times in our lives, the world can beat us down. The people around us can beat us down. Our circumstances can beat us down. And a lot of times we tend to think, man, who am I? And Jesus shared this prayer out loud with his disciples so that when you tend to think, man, who am I? When you tend to think, well, another friend turned their back on me. When you tend to think, my parents don't care about me. When you tend to think nobody at school cares about me. When you tend to think I'll never amount to anything. When you tend to think I don't have anything to offer. When you tend to think all these negative thoughts that go through our heads. Jesus purposely shared this prayer to say, let me tell you what I think about you. You're on my mind. As we head into Easter, as I head to the cross, you're on my mind. Guys, I'm convinced that Jesus shared this prayer and shared that you were on his mind because he wanted you to know that when he went to that garden to go pray, we don't know how many hours he was praying in that garden, but I am 100% convinced. Again, this is just me. Bible doesn't say this anywhere. Doesn't say Jesus prayed for CJ, but I am 100% convinced Jesus prayed for you. He thought about you. You can look yourself in the mirror and know the face that you are looking at right now, the personality that you see come out every single day. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, I am 100% convinced he thought about you. You were on his mind. You are that valuable. You are that important. Think about the place you go when you have a lot of thoughts on your mind. Picture it in your head. What do you feel? What do you smell? What are your thoughts? As you consider that place, I hope that you'll make a connection that when Jesus went to his place, as he felt the things that he felt, as he smelled the things that he smelled, as he walked the path past the dirt and the gravel, he was thinking about you. I don't know where you're at. But I imagine some of you in this room, you go to that place often. And I hope that the next time you go to that place, you will remember that when Jesus went to his place, he thought about you. That means you are so incredibly valuable, so incredibly important, so incredibly worthy of everything that he went through. You guys, a lot of times we need reminded of this. I know I need reminded of this personally. And if you guys are anything like me, then you need reminded of this also. And so for the practical challenge tonight, we're going to do this in small groups. But if we don't get around to it in small groups, if you guys get to talking and don't have time, there are some rubber bands up here and there are some pins. And if you take a rubber band and you stretch it out and then you write on it, flip this over, and you write on it, then when it shrinks back down, it writes kind of small. But I just want you to take a rubber band and a pen and simply write, I was on his mind. Stretch it out and write, I was on his mind. And then put it on your wrist. And this year, as you go through Easter and you feel that rubber band on your wrist, let it be a reminder that you were on Jesus' mind. Let it be a reminder of how valuable you are. Let it be a reminder of how important you are. Let it be a reminder of the purpose that you hold in this earth. Because as Jesus was going to the cross, he took the time to specifically record a prayer so that you would know he was thinking specifically about you. So if you get around to this in small groups, great. If not, come up sometime tonight, grab a pen, grab a rubber band, write, I was on his mind, and wear that this Easter as we head into Easter, and let it remind you how incredibly important you are and how incredibly worthy and valuable you are as Jesus thought about you as he went to the cross. Let me pray. God, thank you so much for tonight and the chance to be here.